It's lunchtime at Miles Smith Farm in Loudoun. Buffy, one of Farmer Bruce Dawson's Scottish Highlander cows, is enjoying her hay. She's one of about 80, mostly Scottish Highlanders and Angus, that Dawson raises on 36 hilly, windy acres.
The size of our herd, the largest it has been up until this year, was 25.
Raising cattle on this scale is new for this former software engineer. He changed careers 2 years ago after a few too many of his cows ended up in a family way. He didn't know what to do with all of them.
We did some investigating and found out it was an incredibly healthy meat to have. Their meat is, again, depending upon the cut, is just as lean as white meat and chicken or turkey.
Today, they sell their beef to farmers' markets, boutique grocery stores, and restaurants. Demand is good. But one obstacle makes this new business particularly difficult. There's only one USDA-inspected slaughterhouse in New Hampshire and only a handful in the region. And that means that farmers raising local meat have few and often troubling options. Scheduling is obviously difficult, but it's not the only issue.
We've been to most of the slaughterhouses in the area. We've been to LeMay Brothers in Goffstown. We've been up to a couple in Maine. And we finally settled on the one in St. Johnsbury. He's very consistent. We get good quality packaging. And he treats our animals right.
Once a week, Dawson rises at 4:30 in the morning and drives one lonely animal on its two-hour journey to become some of New Hampshire's leanest steaks. In 2002, cattle like Dawson's contributed to the $20 million in livestock that New Hampshire farmers sold that year. The most recent statistics show that 5 years later, the state's annual livestock sales were still $20 million. That's not because people don't want the meat, though. Quite the opposite.
The demand that we're experiencing from restaurants and others, you know, people are saying, we would buy this if we could get it.
That's Gail McWilliams-Jelly of the New Hampshire Department of Agriculture. She says the reason livestock sales didn't budge over 5 years...
seems to be because there's limited places where people can take their animals to be processed.
And that's not just the case for beef, pork, and lamb. Chicken farmers can't find processing facilities either. That's one reason local poultry costs so much. George Carpenter runs Farm to Chef, a brokerage that helps farmers sell local food to restaurants. He says it's almost impossible to sell a local chicken to a restaurant.
If I was to buy a $12 chicken and drive it to even a restaurant that's very high-end and say, hey, look, you know, free-range chicken, $12 to me, I'll do you guys a favor, $15, they're going to look at me and go, dude, no way. It's a chicken.
There is some hope for local meat producers, however. It comes from a low-slung, whitewashed building in a corner of Westminster, Vermont, across the Connecticut River from Walpole, New Hampshire.
See, you could put three cows into this chute here. And you pull that back and you lock them in so they can't back up and they have to keep going forward. And then they go into the processing room.
Dan Mandich owns Westminster Meats. It's the first new federally inspected slaughterhouse in northern New England in years. Mandich is showing off the holding pens and chutes designed for what's called humane slaughtering.
They just naturally walk along. We don't even have anything to prod them with here. They go right along.
Westminster Meats has been open for just 3 weeks. About 20 sides of beef hang in a room-sized cooler flanked by two whole pigs, sliced in half, toe to mouth. The phone keeps ringing.
Yeah, who's this, Sean? Okay, and you wanted to book an animal? How about on Monday, June 21st?
For New England, it's a big facility, 20,000 square feet. Mandich figures at full tilt, his crew will be able to process 30 head of cattle, 60 to 70 pigs, and close to 3,000 meat birds a day. In 2007, when Mandich decided to use this building as a slaughterhouse, he invited community members to a meeting. More than 90 farmers and agriculture officials showed up.
A lot of them were just talking about how they'd like to produce more product, but they have nowhere to get it processed.
Like, for instance, Seth Holton.
This is Holton Farms. It's an eighth-generation vegetable farm. So I'm taking it over from my father, who took it over from his father, and it's been that way for 270 years.
Last year, Holton started a CSA in New York City, selling his own crops and reselling meat that he bought from other farmers. This year, because of the new slaughterhouse, he'll be able to raise animals himself. He just bought his first 26 cows.
Dan up at this local slaughterhouse is reassuring us that he can go through 40 animals a week. I think he's gearing up to really take on a lot of volume, and that's kind of what we're building our animal business around, is his capacity up there. I'm thinking we're going to be up around 100 cows over the next year and a half.
And Holton has plans for them. He'll take some local grass-fed beef to Harlem in New York City. There, he plans to sell it at a discount to customers he believes rarely get the opportunity to eat meat grown just a few hours away. It's one way for Holton to grow his business beyond the shelves of local grocery stores and farmers markets. And it's one small, innovative step toward extending the regional food supply. For NHPR News, I'm Elaine Grant.